Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are so glad you are on board today. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we are broadcasting live in our Point Creek RV Rentals.com studios. And if you are looking for an RV or a camper, and maybe you don't own one, but you're thinking about it, or maybe you don't want to own one, and you just want to be able to go camp and hang out with the family or friends or that significant other or the guys at Deer Camp or whatever, Point Creek RV Rentals, that's the way to go. It's a unique opportunity to go ahead and just rent one, a tow behind, and that way you can just pop it out, put it anywhere. And by the way, if you want one here at Road America, they will actually set it up here at Road America for you. They're right up the road. But if you want to take it anywhere throughout the state or beyond, all you got to do is give them a call or check them out, pointcreekrvrentals.com. That's pointcreekrvrentals.com. It's our mobile studio here at the start-finish line of Road America, getting you ready for the Verizon IndyCar Series that's going to take place this weekend. The Kohler Grand Prix will happen on Sunday, but a lot of racing, a lot of qualifying, a lot of practice going on here over the next couple of days specifically. Let's do this. Let's bring in Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. And, Paul, I guess the biggest news coming out of Packers camp is the rumor that Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers have split. And it's interesting because in my pop-up memories, it was 6 years ago today that I was sitting here at Road America and Danica Patrick came over and was chatting with us. So I don't even know what to make of it. I don't really make too much of it, to be honest with you. But that's the biggest Packer news of the day, I guess.
I thought you were going to go with Favre and tackle football and that whole thing.
Nah.
I wasn't sure. It's not technically Packers camp, but I didn't know if that was the...
Nah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't know if that was the big one for you or not, but I find it weird, Bill, to be honest, that Aaron Rodgers' personal life has become so public, and it's interesting in the sense that he was the most private athlete in terms of what his private life meant to him, you know, early in his career, and then, of course, being part of like these celebrity TMZ type of relationships has obviously blurred that and made that a lot more difficult for him. I guess here we are in 2018, and we've got Rodgers quarterback contract stuff. We have Rodgers relationship stuff, and he has very much crossed over, you know, into pretty much every aspect of his life being something that is national news. And I'm sure that 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers would look at that and say, wow, how did that happen? Because he was just so fiercely private. And now here we are today. So it's been a wild ride, I guess, for him.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, you know, people love to gossip and everybody wants to point fingers and have their opinions. And I think Aaron has learned to kind of tune certain things out, and certain things that he doesn't, he can wear as some kind of a badge of inspiration or something to kind of propel him forward. But when it comes to the personal life stuff, look, if it doesn't affect your play on the field, your personal life's your personal life. Whatever it is you do, whatever mundane, boring life it is you have, or whatever way you get your freak on, it really doesn't matter. I just throw it out there because that was one of the breaking news stories today that became evident. And since we're sitting here talking Indy and we're in the land of Packers, mm-hmm. you kind of combine the two in that sense. But beyond that, I don't think it really affects us one way or the other, or him one way or the other, right?
No, not at all. I mean, hey, Bill, can I ask you, how much have you hit on this Brett Favre piece of tackle football?
Well, we talked about it a little bit. I get the sense that in the calls that we had were basically, you know, hey, these football guys have been paid millions of dollars. They made it on football. Now they want to tell everybody not to play it. I said, Paul, the funny thing is we're at Super Bowl and we've got Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer coming through. And you ask each and every one, you go through your life beginning to end, would you change a thing? And they all say no. So yeah. For all that come out and say, you know, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't do this with my kids, but yet you wouldn't change a thing. You know, do as I say, don't do as I do. And we all know actions speak louder than words. So, you know, look, if these guys had it to do all over again and didn't have Hall of Fame status and didn't have the money, yeah, they would never do it again. But the fact is they are Hall of Famers. They do have a ton of money, and it's pretty hard to take somebody serious when they're pontificating upon a giant pile of money.
Yeah, and I know you have a very good long-term relationship with Brett Favre, having done different, I don't want to say like almost public addresses, like almost yeah. like news events. But I have a story that I don't know if I shared it with you or not. That kind of goes along those lines, and it was with Don Majkowski. I talked to Don Majkowski probably 5-ish years ago, and it wasn't supposed to be like some hard-hitting piece of journalism per se. It was just, you know, going to be a catching up with Don Majkowski, what he's up to type of thing. And he was really deep into, health issues and, you know, being, I think at the time he might've been like in his mid to late 40s, and he was, you know, so about Favre's age now, give or take, and struggling to walk and couldn't play golf and couldn't coach his son's teams anymore because just standing on a sideline was too difficult. And, you know, it was like a long, long conversation with me and Don Majkowski. And then at the end, you know, I'm like, really? I mean, geez, I mean, feeling bad for the guy. It was a, you know, really difficult story that he was telling, that he was openly sharing for the first time that I was aware of, at least. He didn't seem like this had been something he had talked about, you know, openly. And then at the end, it was sort of like we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of, like, what he would change. And the answer was nothing. And I was really taken aback by that. Like, you just told me you're 46 years old or whatever he was. And
Paul, let me do this. Yeah. Paul, let me do this. I love you like a third cousin, but I'm going to cut you short. We had royalty walk into the booth, okay?
Wow, no problem.
Yeah, let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and cut you short. Yeah. That's Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes. And we're going to bring in the legendary joining us here inside our radio broadcast booth. Excuse me. The Point Creek RV Rental Studios, Mario Andretti sitting down with us. How you doing? Let's throw this on you. And how you been? Let's get to turn up. Let's see here. There we are. I haven't seen you since we did the Lombardi Award of Excellence together.
Oh, you haven't changed a bit?
And no, neither of you. The wine was fantastic, by the way. Thank you very much. How you been? You doing good?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you looking forward to driving a few people around the track and still always, active, obviously?
Always. I love it. And obviously this place has got something special for me. I always did, and even loved driving it to Cedar here.
What is
even more to some other places, but it's the character of this track is something that every driver loves. It's just it's got all the ingredients. It's got fast corners, slow corners, elevations, changes, and actually, for each lap, you probably got at least four places where you can actually do some earnest overtaking, so things like that. So because of that, you can really stretch your legs here.
And, what makes this, I mean, because we talk a lot of drivers that say, I love road courses, but this is the one. Why is this the one? Just because of the reasons you gave, or is it because of the hillsides and the undulation and such?
Well, you got to look at, you don't have, I don't think there's another track in these United States that has, that it's got a lap of 4 miles, a road course.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe just the Austin, you know, the Dakota, where Formula One is, it's like it's 4.2. But characteristically, this stood out, you know, because of the length and because of the length of the lap. You know, you have all these different type of corners and again the elevation. For some reason, you like all that, and you like the variety, if you will. You know, it, you certainly never get bored.
Graham Rahal was just in here, and he says, I like it because it feels like you're going somewhere.
Yeah, as I say, you actually...
Not that you're going through a drive-thru or anything
you
on your way.
Stretch your legs. Yeah, yeah. That's the way I call it. I mean, you got three basic straightaways here that you can really get on it. And
yeah.
And these are the areas where, obviously, it invites overtaking. But even in between there, you know, in between, you know, actually 7 and 8 and all that. So it's, like I said, it's that's what we look forward to. And, again... it's the satisfaction of the lap.
Right.
Most places, if you're really doing well, you get that. But you get that just a little nudge better here.
Yeah. You still get to drive. You still get, you know, to zip around a track. You still get to test every now and then. It's still, it never gets out of your blood, does it?
I know. Yeah, that's my wife tells me, when you're going to grow up, you know, type of thing. Never.
Yeah, I was just going to say, never, right? Never. It was funny because Tony Kanaan was on our program yesterday, and Tony said, this is it. This is his last contract. AJ Foyt, he told AJ he's done after the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And he said somewhere along the way, you know, it's time. And he said he talked to AJ, and he said, AJ woke up one day and said, today's it. I'm done. That's it. And never raced like that again. What was it for you?
But the same, you know, you just, you know, us guys that try to push the envelope as far as, you know, to extend a career as much as possible, I never wanted it to end, you know, I love it so much. And, but at the same time, it was a fine line where I didn't want to overstay to the point that I would have not very positive memories of my, you know, last
right.
Participation. So, I think in earnest, I felt that I was still competitive at the end, and that's really what I wanted to walk away from. And because that way, I still did three Le Mans races, and you know, I did some activity here and there. And but again, you know, I'm so grateful that I was able to go that far, even in Indy cars at this level, you know, at age 54.
Right.
You know, so, and, you know, dodge so many bullets and I'm knocking on wood and
right.
all that. I know just, you know, how blessed I've been. So, again, you know, with Tony, he can look back with a lot of pride in himself. And I'm sure that he'll just try to just get everything possible out of the next couple of years, you know, to just make sure, as I say, that he has all the positive memories. And I know he will.
You have had so many experiences, and he had said, and I asked him yesterday, I said, was there ever a point that you thought about walking away? And he said, after Dan Weldon. And was there ever a point prior to you deciding that was it that you thought, this may be the end for me, or this may be something that I don't want to do anymore?
Well, unfortunately, you know, throughout my career, we lost too many, you know.
Yeah.
It was like going to war sometimes, you know, some of the seasons. You do have some second thoughts, but at the same time, if you're going to continue, if you're going to be in this business, you cannot dwell on that. You know, you're just not going to exist in this business. Yeah, it's the toughest thing in the world. I mean, even when I won the world championship, the same day when I clinched it, you know, my best friend, you know, my great teammate, Ronnie Peterson,
right.
you know, met his death at the start of the race. These are tough moments because, you know, there are times where you can't even celebrate some of the potentially
sure.
best moments of your career. But
Darryl Walker,
the same time,
same
you
thing.
Know, we, again, every time you lose one, things are never the same.
Yeah.
It's tough. The sport, as rewarding as it is, in most ways, it can be cruel, and we've known that. But again, to answer your question, did I ever? Quite honestly, no. You know, mm-hmm. I was committed from the beginning, and I was there for, you know, for whatever hell was thrown at me, and that's it. Again. Fortunately, I was able to still retire on my own terms, which is huge. And and with the safety that we're enjoying today also, I mean, these guys have the best chance ever, you know, to retire on their own terms, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful for our sport. And
I saw some of the cars you used to drive, and you just, you're like, wow, you know?
I know. You're looking back, but...
it's a cigar tube with wheels.
Yeah, that's what we knew at the moment, and, you know... But again, the sport has evolved in the right way, And and it's really doing well, especially our IndyCar series has really got the product now. I mean, the drivers, the teams, the quality of teams, I mean, it's so deep, unprecedented.
Yeah.
And again, I think the decisions that have been made, even on the technical side, have been really, really good, you know, in the last couple of years.
Has IndyCar completely recovered now from the split from years ago?
Well, I cannot say it is completely recovered, no, because, you know, those were totally the glory days, and we want them back.
Right.
You know, but it's definitely going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen other disciplines have pretty much corrected, leveled off, you know, and I think, and we're back, you know, just rising, and because as the fans, you know, get reacquainted with the product that IndyCar is offering, all of a sudden they say, you know what, we've been missing something. And I've seen that. I've seen that from the attendance, you know, the increase in all of our venues.
Yeah.
You know, so it's we just got to have the TV audience to tune in and be curious just to see, okay, where are they now? I mean, how much better off, you know, or where are they at this point?
Sure.
You know, what do they have to offer? I mean, you can never artificially create a lot of action in the races and so on and so forth. But what we have seen and what this product is producing is probably really, really interesting races. And, you know, some are better than others. But, again, you can always look forward to the barn burner, you know.
Yeah.
And we have that. Again, you know, provided by the depth and talent that we have in our drivers today, and veterans, even the veterans are young enough to be around, you know, a long time in the foreseeable future. So, the series is really in a good place right now, and I'm loving it because I love the series so much.
So I know this weekend you do the two seat. You take people out on the lap. So yesterday, Pat from IndyCar had Tony in studio with us, and they said, "Have you ever done the ride along?" I've never done the road course ride along, so I'm going to get a chance to do that. But I said, "I'm getting married in July. I'm 4 weeks from tomorrow."
Yeah.
And I said, "There's nothing better than I could give a bride to be as a wedding gift than 180 miles an hour with Mario Andretti."
Sure.
So you take care of her tomorrow.
Sure. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It'll be good to see you. Mario, it's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks so much for hanging out. Okay. I was waiting for, like, trumpets and rose petals and stuff and royalty walking through the door when you came in. Good to see the great Mario Andretti joining us here inside the Point Creek RV Rentals mobile studios. You can find them going to pointcreekrvrentals.com. Great to talk to Mario Andretti. Bill Michaels Show continues live from Road America right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are broadcasting live here at Road America in our Point Creek RV Rentals mobile studios. Go to pointcreekrvrentals.com. And we'll, like I said, coming up a little bit later on today, follow us over on Facebook. We'll do some Facebook Live going through the RV that they set us up with. And you can grab one as well if you choose to do so. Go to pointcreekrvrentals.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins. Cousins Subs, they believe in better. The Cubano is back right now at Cousins Subs. And you can stop in, grab one for yourself. It's a limited time for Cousins Subs. So if you're ready to go hog wild, the famous Cubano is back with Wisconsin pulled pork barbecue. You can try the Cubano with ham, the Genoa salami, pulled pork as well, Wisconsin Swiss cheeses, so much more. It's good. It's smothered. It's tasty. It's comfort food at its best. It's Cousins, where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. He is from Milwaukee. He is going to be driving this weekend for JC's Motorsports. Jeff Courtney here with us in the studio. No, the ratings won't take a dive, even though you're following up Mario Andretti. But do you ever get a chance to hang out with him by any chance?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever met him before?
No.
Really?
No.
Should we, like, bring him over? I mean, you've never met Mario. We've
Absolutely.
Got a driver that – can Mario say hi to Jeff? Just – this is – oh, he's talking right now? He's talking with Steve. Okay, we'll leave him with Steve. But before you leave here, we'll make sure that you say hi to Mario. What a great guy.
Oh, absolutely. A legend.
He's, now, sitting here watching you when you walked in, you're, like, all smiles. Is every driver like that around a guy like Mario?
I would think so. Right? I was listening to your conversation, and yeah, he's just a legend. I was actually asking Tom if I thought maybe he does so much for IndyCar, I thought he might be part ownership.
Yeah, he's got a race team, I mean, obviously, yeah. And they've had a marketing company and such. I mean, he's still very involved with it, but for everything that they do. I mean, when he was talking about drivers and the safety of cars, and not only the series that you race in, but the cars of today, I mean, it was literally like cigar tubes with wheels is what they used to race in. It had a cutout, and it was metal, and it had a motor in it, and that was pretty much it. And then you put a roll bar in it, you thought you were safe. And it's come so far, even to where it is, not just IndyCar, but all the way, and it trickles down.
Oh, for sure. Those guys were the pioneers, right?
So right.
I'm not sure I'd get in some of that equipment back then, looking back. But
How do you like Road America? I mean, obviously, you're here in your home state. For those that don't know, Jeff is from the Milwaukee area and originally from Wind Lake, correct?
No, Pike Lake.
Pike Lake. I'm sorry about that. Pike Lake, which is up there.
Hartford.
Yeah, Hartford area. Yeah. Okay, everybody knows that. Hartford Gun Club, right down the street. I've shot there before.
So my mother's house is actually the one at the gun club.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I think I've shot her house, too, then.
Yeah, probably. I picked some clay pigeons for grape sodas back in the day.
So what do you think about racing here at Road America, growing up as a kid, wanting to race, wanting to drive, and now you're here?
Yeah, this is a beautiful facility, obviously, and it keeps getting better. They just keep making it better, and the track itself, I'm sure, you know, ask any racer, right? It's one of the top favorites. I've said that all the time, and I've got quite a few laps here, and it's comfortable to be home.
How'd you get into the sport? Like a lot of kids, is go-kart racing or what?
I really never did go-karting. I do now for fun, and I love it. I wish I was exposed to it as a kid. But
now, what kind of go-kart do you have, though? Are we talking 30, 40 miles an hour?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
It's a rental thing, so I've never even really been in a proper go-kart.
Because some of these guys go like 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
It freaks me out. You're an inch off the ground doing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I would love to get in a proper go-kart, you know, soon. But just goofing around, I love it. I wish I was exposed to it, but I wasn't. Really, I grew up, my dad was a motorcycle racer. Unfortunately, he passed away when I was, you know, 1 year old, so I had no real connection, but I had older brothers, and they were all into fast cars and motorcycles, you know. I have sisters, too, but they weren't into it.
Yeah.
So I think we just got into that, and we did some amateur racing, motorcycles, snowmobiles as kids, so we were always, whether we were on a track or not, we were racing, right?
Right.
Doing that, and then it just kind of expanded from there. Some, you know, some motocross, snowmobile, and then eventually in a car. And to be honest, I always wanted to be a rally racer, right? I just didn't know the path to get there.
Yeah.
Rally was always a big thing for me, and I knew if it wasn't going to be rally, it had to.
How do you get into rally as a kid sitting in the middle of Wisconsin?
That was the thing, right? I really didn't, you know, and maybe I didn't try hard enough.
Right.
I really didn't know the path. It was just something I always loved, but I knew if it wasn't going to be that, it had to be road racing because I wasn't really into oval.
Sure.
I would love to do that, too. I'd love to do everything, right? But
What's the ultimate goal? Is rally racing?
Well, not anymore. I mean, you know, my younger days have passed me, right? So, you know, if I can put together, you know, a couple more solid years and, you know, go play golf would be fine with
me.
So, you know, trying to make
because some guys want to jockey from a series to another series. You're kind of looking for that expansion or that progression, or you're looking for something different, and you're just kind of you're happy doing what you're doing.
Well, I love sprint racing. Unfortunately, the series is going through some changes right now, and they're, you know, dabbling with the and now they were bought by SRO, which the writing's probably on the wall that they're going to go to the SprintX format, which I'm not a big fan of. The thing I loved about World Challenge this whole time, and I've been in World Challenge for a long time for that reason, is it's 50 minutes flat out, right? One driver and you just, you know, put the pedal down and pedal as fast as you can. So if that goes away, it's, you know, sprint racing may be gone for a while, you know? So, you know, I'll have to adapt to something, you know, we'll see. Like I said, I feel like I'm driving very well right now, so I'd like to stretch it for a few more years and then see what happens.
A lot of friends and family coming up for the weekend?
Yeah.
Going to have a good contingent here?
I think so, yeah. We always get some good support here, and it's a lot of fun.
Got more than a few Wisconsinites here, too. We had Aaron Tielitz on a little while ago in the Indy Lights Series. He's got a big group coming down from the Rice Lake area. So, yeah, we're good, well-represented as far as the state of racing goes. Now, are you like a local racer as far as, like, did you race stocks? Did you go to Slinger? Did you go lacrosse? You didn't do any of that, huh?
Well, Slinger I did but amateur level, right? Just goofing around back in the day. But, no, it's always been road racing. I've been, you know, road racing since the 90s, right? So never did anything local except for at this track. So everything else is, you know, all the tracks that we run around North America and Canada. So.
Well, it's going to be well represented as far as Wisconsinite goes. Jeff, thanks for stopping by for a couple of minutes. And no, we didn't lose ratings. Mario's still here hanging out with you. She'll make sure. That's the reason I'm going to cut you a little bit short so you can at least say hi tomorrow because you're getting ready to get out of here. But
yeah,
it's a pleasure, man, talking to you. And if I bring my boat up to Milwaukee River, I'll make sure I blow the horn real loud as I go past that Riverfront Pizza. And I know you live in that area. So
stop in. I might buy you one.
There you go.
I would like to, if you could just give me 1 second, I'd like to just hit up that we're helping out the Patriot Education Fund this
Wonderful.
Weekend. So that was done through a charity auction where someone bought the chance to come be part of our team for the weekend. So we're really trying to help promote that. And, of course, my sponsors, Kenda, X Analytics, and RecStuff.com.
Right.
But I appreciate you having me on. And
No, because anything you can do for veterans and people that don't nearly get enough appreciation along the way, for us to be able to sit out here and do this,
right.
To those that say, hey, you lay your head on a pillow at night and I got you. Do whatever you want to do. That's fantastic.
That's how I
Great
feel.
Cause.
Yep.
Great cause.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely,
nice to
pal. Talk to you soon. That's Jeff Courtney. He's with JC Motorsports, and they're going to be racing here this weekend as well. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. If you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Facebook, it'll be up momentarily, but I got a chance to take a picture. If you've never met Mario Andretti, he's a tiny dude, man. He's a tiny cat. He ended up hopping up onto a bar stool type of chair to come up to maybe my chest. So, it's a funny picture if you haven't seen it already. I posted it on Facebook. I posted it on Twitter, I should say. It's going to go to the Facebook page here momentarily. But nevertheless, Mario Andretti joining us in the studio a little while ago, and it is a pleasure. We had Graham Rahal on today. We had one of the greatest drivers in Tony Kanaan, who was with us yesterday. It's just been – this is always great. I mean, we don't do enough racing, and there's great racing in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't get a chance to talk about it enough. We're pretty much dominated by, you know, Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, and everything else starts to, you know, kind of just sprinkle in, so to speak. But this is one of my favorite trips every year. One of my favorite trips, you know, twice a year as we get to come back here during the Xfinity NASCAR series. But this is always just a wonderful, wonderful experience. We can't thank John. Thanks to John up here, John Ewert and his staff, and Mary Lou and the staff that take care of us. So thanks so much to everybody for always making us feel right at home here in the Point Creek RV Rentals.com studios. And I'll get more into that coming up here shortly. But if you have not heard already, Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield drafted into the NFL. A lot of questions and comparisons and such about his ability, about his talent, about his projection as a quarterback in the National Football League. Colin Cowherd had some words for him, and Baker Mayfield noticed and then turns around. And there's a lot of people that, let's face it, aren't Colin Cowherd fans. So they took a lot of pride in what Baker Mayfield had to say. Take a listen.
I don't like this. I'm going to tell you right now. How come you're not, what? Where are you going? Where are you going over there?
Our band is over there. Our student section's right there. And then straight back to our sideline.
What about your team?
Did you watch the rest of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You did? So you saw me celebrate with my teammates like the 3 touchdowns before that too?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You pulled the one clip of me running right there to our fans and people that traveled well to that game, first of all. And then you didn't show the rest of the clip of me going to our sideline?
No. You have to go to the sideline. You're not going to go to
the
hospital. Well, where are you going to go after the touchdown? You're not going to go.
Well, you're acting like I just ran away from everybody.
Well, you did, but then you came back and circled to the sideline.
This is a 5-second clip of your showing me, and then I'm off the screen right there?
I'd like you to be with your teammates.
Watch the rest of the game. I was.
All right. Oh, I know you went back to the sideline.
No. Go watch the other touchdowns. I got very excited on that one.
So you think my accusation that this isn't
the fact,
great?
I feel like you're going for the fact that I'm not a team guy. I'm selfish. Is that what you're shooting at right here, or what?
It is a... No, I don't think that. I think sometimes your judgment's just a tad off. And I think the NFL is a judgment league because the game is so fast. Mm-hmm. You have to make the windows get really, really tight and really, really small. You got to make decisions really, really fast. In college, you got that Orlando Brown guy, got a little more time. I don't love that decision. I don't love it.
The celebration? Do you see what people do in the league now, celebration-wise?
Hip thrusting, not a fan. Not a big fan of hip thrust.
So there you go. Baker Mayfield went after Colin Cowherd. I like the fact that Colin Cowherd didn't back down. I mean, he has his opinion, and we all do. Doing this job, you get an opinion. You base it upon whatever it is your passion is, your feeling is, your fact is. And then you go with it. And that's, you know, and if you can change my mind or Colin Cowherd's mind, then so be it. But Baker Mayfield, I like the fact that he, you know, for as judgmental as people are, and I have been as well about some of his actions, Baker Mayfield stood his ground and said, hey, wait a minute. You know, you're judging me off of 5 seconds. You're not judging me off the rest of the game. And if that's what you're going to take umbrage with, Kat, you need to look a little bit deeper. You can't just scratch the surface and think that you know the entire story. And but what a great back and forth between a guy that seems comfortable enough in his own skin to go after a national host and a host who feels that his opinion still remains solid. And as he said, I still like you to be a touch more non-juvenile or non-emotional. I can't remember the exact verbiage that he used, but what a great back and forth. But Baker Mayfield went after Colin Cowherd. And Joe Zinzola back in our radio studios has a fun fact about Baker Mayfield.
Did you know Baker Mayfield and Christian Yelich are good friends?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I was in the clubhouse last week, and I walked in there, and both Yelich and Travis Shaw had authentic Cleveland Brown helmets in their lockers. Baker Mayfield sent them those helmets.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And Shaw, of course, is from Ohio, so he's a big Browns fan.
Right.
I also learned about Shaw.
Yeah, Travis Shaw, we knew he was a Browns fan, and we had a chance to chat with him a couple of times. Well, during the toy drive, we talked about that. And that, yeah, he suffered through many years of a Browndom, so to speak.
Yeah, I also learned about Shaw because I interviewed him last week. He apparently he's not a Cavs fan, but he is a LeBron fan, and he does not fault LeBron if he goes to another team.
I think Browns fan or Cleveland fans in general are over it. They got their championship. He did what he said he would do. Now, had he said, I'm going to win numerous and I'm going to stay, that's one thing. But, if you're a Browns or if you're a Cleveland fan of the Cavs, why would you be upset? You would be upset because you would be disappointed. But would you be upset in the sense of I'm pissed off like I was last time and I'm burning a jersey? You know, because the first time he got there, his promise was, I'm going to bring a championship to Cleveland, which is the reason people got so upset when he left, because they're like, wait a minute, you said you were going to do this. You took us there a couple of times, but you didn't win it. So you didn't really deliver on your promise. You're breaking your promise to us, even though we all know it was about going and finding a ring and kind of building the super team down in Miami. You can't fault him for that, but people wanted him to be Michael and come and reestablish or establish the championship pedigree. He never had a chance to do that then. Then when he comes back, he said, look, my bad, which he handled it great, by the way. But even coming back to an owner who had written a letter chastising him and left that letter on their website until only about 3 months ago, in case people didn't know. That letter from their owner, the Cavs owner, was still up on their website as little as 3 months ago. And that thing finally came down. But getting back to the point, I wouldn't be mad. Would you be mad? I mean, if let's say Lorenzo Cain said, hey, I won a champion. I came in as a Brewer, but I went away as a Kansas City Royal, and I won a championship there. I am not leaving here until, you know, I win a championship for the Brewers. And then he gets a lot of money to go elsewhere, and then he goes and wins another championship, say with Boston or with New York or whatever. People would be upset. People would be mad. But if he said, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to win a championship, and then they win a championship, let's say this year or next year, and then Lorenzo Cain says, you know what, it's been great playing in Milwaukee. Great place. I'm going to go out and get my one more big contract before my career begins to end on the backside. I love you all, and I'll talk to you later. Why would anybody be mad at Lorenzo Cain? I don't know any Cavs fan personally, that would be really upset. So I completely applaud him for that stance.
Well, there was one other thing last night. I don't know if you caught this. I felt bad for Colin Sexton. He was drafted by the Cavs. He was the 8th overall pick in the draft. So the question he gets asked was about, hey, Colin, make your pitch to LeBron to stay in Cleveland.
Man, LeBron, let's do it. Let's do it. I see you need a few pieces, that one extra piece this past season. Hey, let's do it. Let's go back to the finals. Let's do it.
I feel bad for
you. There you go. Let's do it. Gets drafted into Cleveland. Let's do it. Oh, by the way,
make your pitch to LeBron.
Yeah.
Man, LeBron, let's do it. Let's do it. I see you need a few pieces, that one extra piece this past season. Hey, let's do it. Let's go back to the finals. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
LeBron, yeah, all right, sure.
All right. But LeBron's going to go, you know what? He really wants me to stay.
Colin, you convinced me.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. There you go. I like that. That's good stuff. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back and begin to wrap things up. Broadcasting out of our Point Creek RV Rentals mobile studios here at Road America. We've got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Let's do it.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We certainly, as always, appreciate it. Broadcasting live here in our PointCreekRVRentals.com studios here at the start-finish line of Road America. And as you can hear, the cars go by almost on cue, as if they were just waiting for me to come back from commercial break. There they go screaming past. It's always great to come here. When we come back on Monday, going to recap the weekend with the Brewers and the Cardinals. In addition to that, we're going to talk about the NBA draft. Jordan Schultz from Yahoo Sports is going to be joining us. And we are going to also recap our weekend here at Road America. Right now you have the MX-5 cars on their first practice lap in their session one out there on the track. Now the smaller Mazda type of cars that are out there. The Pro Mazda cars get underway a little bit later on this afternoon. You have the second practice session for the Ryzen IndyCar Series coming up here in about an hour and a half. You have the Indy Lights a little bit after that. You've got the Pirelli World Challenge going on the last session tonight from 6:45-ish until about 7:30. And then after that, the track goes quiet and they start to clean it up and get everything ready for tomorrow. But the campers are rolling in. The RVs are rolling in. Fans are rolling in. It's going to be a party out here tonight. I know that a couple of the bars that are inside Road America's Gateway are putting bands on stages tonight. Families are here. Dogs are here. It's a great atmosphere, and I can't express enough my thanks to everybody that makes this possible out here. And like I said, John Ewart and his staff, they do such an incredibly wonderful job, and they always welcome us in and take good care of us. And then Mary Lou and the staff down front and the front office people that work it. And our this year's sponsor, Point Creek RV Rentals. Go to PointCreekRVRentals.com, PointCreekRVRentals.com. I can't express our thanks enough to them. Caitlin and her husband, and they own a skincare company as well in Sheboygan, but not only are they locally based, they do worldwide stuff. And we're going to also do some Facebook Live with them coming up later on today and show you through our RV. But if you're looking for an RV, if you're looking for a camper, the best way to do it is not to necessarily invest in it, but to rent it. It's about $100-$120 a day, and go out and have a great time. At Point Creek RV Rentals, they're privately owned, great group of people, and we want to say thanks to them as well. Again, PointCreekRVRentals.com. Joe, today there's a lot of shows that you do that we just enjoy, and they're always fun, and we have good guests, and it's scintillating conversation. But when you have royalty like Mario Andretti walk through the door, that's fantastic. Did you get a chance to see the picture?
Yes, I did. Very, very cool. Wish I could
The man here. Is tiny. It's like he could. His hot tub is a thimble. You know, it's just the man is so small, but a great guy. Great to talk with and to share some stories with. And also, oh, by the way, we get to do the. I'm going to be doing the two-seater tomorrow. Myself and my fiance are going to be doing the two-seater tomorrow with Mario Andretti. So I believe we're going to hook some GoPro up to us. So look for that video as well as we take a 180-mile-an-hour trip around Road America and the 4.06-mile course. So we're going to have that up and running tomorrow, too. So it's been a fantastic weekend. Brewers coming up tonight, which we really haven't even talked much Brewers baseball today. We talked a little bit about it early on today, but for the most part, really haven't had a chance to delve too deep into it. But, boy, the mojo was working last night against the St. Louis Cardinals and in favor of the Brewers last night. So hopefully the Brewers can keep it up again tonight. You've got the Brewers coming up later on this evening, so looking forward to that. And I'm hoping that by the time we get out of here and come back on Monday, that the Brewers are sitting 8.5 games up on the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight's starter, you've got Junior Guerra on the hill, 3-5 with a 2.89 ERA. He has been just fantastic, though. He's making his 14th start of the season and his third against the Cardinals. He last started last Saturday against Philadelphia, took a 4-1 loss, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 errors in that contest. But the team is 6-7 in his starts. He's made 6 quality starts, and opponents are only batting .220 against him. He began the season in Triple A Colorado, where he won only his won his only start, and then he gets caught, brought back up, and he's pitched really well. He's just been the receiver of some bad luck and kind of a lack of offense. So he throws tonight. Chase Anderson on the hill tomorrow, and then Yulis Chacin, who has been nothing short of fantastic once you get away from the first couple of weeks of the season. He is 6-2 with that 3.18 ERA, goes against Luke Weaver. Mikolas on the hill tomorrow night, and Flaherty on the hill going up tonight, 3-2 with a 2.66 ERA, and should be a good one down at the ball yard. And just remember, the Brewers, they score first 37-10 on the season. When they commit an error, they're 14-19. When they don't, their defense has carried them 30-11 on the season. And if they're leading after 7, it's all but over. They are 38-1. Some of the numbers for you brought to you by our friends at AppRoyo. With implementing SAP and big data solutions on the web to companies just like yours, go to AppRoyo.com, AppRoyo.com. From Road America, thanks so much to everybody for taking care of us. Time for us to go. Have a good one.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.